Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Brian Festa. Brian Festa is with the CT Freedom Alliance, fighting for the rights, well, I guess the right to be Americans and to exercise our liberties. And we're happy to have you back here, Brian. Tell us the story that you want to share with folks.
So if you don't mind, Todd, before I tell you the story, I have two things real quick that are very important that are happening. One of them is a rally tomorrow. We are organizing a large rally. We're standing with our police officers, our men and women in blue, to protest this police accountability bill, to protest also the mail-in balloting. We think these are very, very dangerous measures for Connecticut, and we're going to be at the state capitol rallying on the south side of the capitol that's facing the Connecticut Supreme Court, and that'll be from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that because we
all day?
All day. We're going to have people come in.
Wow.
Shifts. But yeah, we're going to be there all day, and we have legislators that are with us too, and really these are dangerous bills, and the special session has no time to rush through such important legislation. The other thing I just wanted to mention is we are planning to file a lawsuit next week against the State Department of Education. We're exploring that. We do have a meeting that we're trying to set up with them to try to explore options, but these return to school orders for children requiring every single child to wear a mask all day long and infringing upon their constitutional right to an education, placing an unconstitutional burden on that. And we have State Representative Doug Dubitsky that's agreed to take on the case. He's a lawyer. And that will be filed hopefully within the next week. But we are meeting with plaintiffs right now, and we will be the principal plaintiff in that lawsuit. So those are just two quick things that I wanted to give you updates for your listeners.
All right. Explain this idea of so we all understand we have rights. We also have all been led to understand that it's normal for there to be circumstances in which those rights can't be exercised. Is there no time at which government officials have a responsibility and a right to impede our individual rights in order to exercise their jobs and their function as an elected official, as a governor, as a whatever, a mayor? Is there never a time in which some burden that falls to the state and that only the state can meet, is there never a time where that allows them to infringe our individual rights?
So there's very, very limited circumstances. They have to show when it's a fundamental right, as education is in the state of Connecticut, or freedom of speech, freedom of free exercise of religion, something like that. Those are fundamental rights. When it's a fundamental right, they have to show that the government, that is, has to show that there's a compelling interest and that the means they're using to achieve their interests are the least restrictive. That is the test. And here, number one, we believe there is no compelling interest because the science about masks that we've been led to believe that they're so effective in preventing the spread of this virus has been debunked by credible science. We have, you know, dozens upon dozens of studies that I could send to you after the call to review to show you that that's just simply not true. Studies that are peer-reviewed, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, Nature, very, very respectable journals that are saying they don't help, that they're not effective, number one. Number two, asymptomatic carriers don't spread the disease. And the World Health Organization admitted that actually about 2 months ago. And then when they took a lot of flack for it, they walked it back because they didn't want to obviously do something that wasn't political or say something that wasn't political.
Well, but that adds to the complexity of the conversation. There is no clarity, it seems to me. There are people arguing on every side of the mask issue, aren't there? What is clear and definitive about masks having zero efficacy in fighting the spread of the disease?
Well, the zero efficacy is that, this is and again, this is in science, and I'm not a scientist, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to speak as if I'm a public health authority, because I'm clearly not. But the studies that I've read, although some of them, even the ones that are pro-mask, say that there is little effectiveness. I mean, it might be something as much as 3%, which means they would be 97% effective. In other words, that doesn't justify, when you have something of that minimal effectiveness, even if it were 3% effective, that wouldn't justify putting a burden on a constitutional right. If it were something like, okay, then there's a 90% chance of preventing the spread of the virus, okay, well, then we would say, then that's compelling enough, and that's the least restrictive means. Sure, but here's the thing. So there's a business owner in Glastonbury, and I want to tell everybody about him.
Hold on a sec before you march into that story. Let me just get a weather report in here, and then we'll have time to talk. 860-522-9842. Weather-wise, tonight we're going to have an evening thunderstorm that could be rambunctious, so be prepared for that. Like even hail and stuff like that. Gusty winds, damaging winds, maybe even a tornado. Overnight temps drop down to 70 degrees. Tomorrow, again, strong thunderstorm possibility in the afternoon. You know what these humid summer days are like. The storms could bring flash flooding and damaging winds. High temperature tomorrow up near 90 degrees. Same kind of temperature range on Friday, but Friday's a different day. It'll be partial sunshine, a few clouds, nice summer day on Friday with a high 88. It is 88 degrees still right now at WTIC. Okay, we're talking with Brian Festa. Brian is here from the CT Freedom Alliance to talk about this impeding of rights. And I'm looking to flesh it out because I have my own questions, and that's why I'm asking Brian these questions, because I don't entirely get what the big deal is about wearing masks. I know it's gross to have to wear masks, and I know it's ridiculous to expect kids, a 7 or an 8 or a 10-year-old, to sit all day from bus ride to bus ride wearing a mask. But for me to walk into the store, I don't find that all that appalling that I have to slip on a mask for a minute to go into the store. So, Brian, tell us about the situation that you've got, and maybe this will help us get a handle on it with the Glastonbury Pizza Shop.
Well, right. And one thing I want to add, I was listening to you talking about the children being gross all day. It's not only gross, there's actually a lot of science show that it's dangerous to have them breathing in. It depletes oxygen, and to breathing in their own CO2 and the moist droplets on the mask can cause infection and respiratory infections. There's a lot of science about that, too. But again, this pizza shop owner in Glastonbury, it's called 1000 Degrees Neapolitan Pizza. It's a chain, but he bought a franchise a couple of years ago.
So it's a do they have wood burning pizza ovens?
I believe it's wood burning. It's one of those ovens. It's a stone oven, I think. It has one of
Yeah, but some are gas and some are. Brian, if you're going to come on and talk about pizza places, you have to have the details. Okay, you can fill us in on how they cook the pizza. Because 1,000 degrees, that's what the, usually the wood-burning ovens are running about 900 or 1,000 degrees. Okay, but let's go back to the story. What happened? What's their infringement?
So, they're not infringing anything, but they have a sign that's actually gone viral. There's a sign up on the door that says, the governor has ordered that everyone entering this establishment must wear a mask. However, if you have a medical condition, you are not required to wear a mask. We will assume if you're not wearing one that you have a medical condition, because we respect the Fourth Amendment and we respect the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's all it says.
Okay.
And they have taken.
Well, that sounds pretty reasonable, because that's the way they're supposed to do it, right?
Correct. But they've taken so much heat over this because they do have some employees, maybe not all, but that choose not to wear a mask. They have some customers that enter without a mask. And you should see the vitriol on social media. The business owner that I've become good friends with has sent me screenshots today. They said, let it burn. Let the business burn.
But, Brian, wouldn't you expect them to take some heat given the name of the store?
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I told them that, too. I said, if people start really pushing you and pushing back, I mean, tell them about also the health risk and how it's gross. These people are preparing pizza. When you wear a mask, that overheats you. That increases the amount you're going to sweat. They've got a 1,000-degree oven. People could be passing out here. I mean, it's a health risk to even be wearing one. There's actually an attorney exploring in another part of the region, not in Connecticut, but in exploring a lawsuit, claiming this is an OSHA violation, because it is, because it can cause so many health problems in the workplace to force employees to wear masks. So,
okay, but focus in on the more immediate part of it. Is there a legal order from the government requiring that anybody in that pizza shop in Glastonbury be wearing a mask, or is this entirely without an enforcement mechanism and up to individuals to self-enforce?
My opinion is that it's up to individuals, because even the governor's order said that it's only when social distancing is not practicable that people have to be wearing masks. And also, if you have a medical condition, it says in the governor's order that you do, which, by the way, is not a law, but even if we're treating it as law, in the governor's order, it says, if you have a medical condition, you don't have to wear one, and you don't have to provide documentation to prove that you have one.
What is the mechanism? Somebody told me the mechanism that's being used, a caller a couple days ago, said the mechanism that's being used to put the power of the law behind the mask order, which has no power of the law behind it, is that they've sent messages around through the health department that the health department has to enforce the mask rule. And any restaurant that gets an order from the health department jumps, because they don't want to risk being shut down for violating some health code. Is that your understanding of how this is being implemented?
Mm-hmm. Yes. As a matter of fact, interesting that you mentioned that. While I was on the phone earlier today, just for a few minutes, I was only talking to him for a few minutes, and this is the business owner in Glastonbury. Someone from the Glastonbury Health Department actually walked in. He said, they're here right now. I said, well, good. Put me on speakerphone. And I spoke to the woman, and she was very nice, but she said, listen, I asked her under what, authority, for what reason is she there today? And she said, well, we've been getting a lot of complaints on Facebook that there are people here not wearing masks. And I said, well, under what authority, though? There's no regulation, there's no state law, and there's not even an ordinance, to my knowledge, in Glastonbury that says people have to be, that the public health department is charged with enforcing mm-hmm. mask wearing. And she didn't have an answer for me. She said, well, you'll have to talk to my director. And we actually have set up a meeting to speak with her director.
She should be talking to her director. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something a little bizarre. But this is one of the dangers, I think, of building this huge bureaucratic machinery where it's so big and so complex that even the people working within it don't know who they're supposed to listen to and what laws they're supposed to uphold and what even is a law. So they're upholding laws that aren't laws, because they're sure that that's the right thing to do.
And I agree with you. And to give you a quick bit of legal theory, a law is only a law if there are people to enforce it and people to obey it. And likewise, something that is not a law can become a law if enough people believe it and if the government officials enforce it. This idea that, well, it's not officially a law, it doesn't really matter if everybody's treating it as such and everybody's bowing to it, then it becomes a law. And that's just...
What's been going on. Okay, we just have a minute left. Brian Fest is here from CT Freedom Alliance. Tell us what we need to know to wrap up.
Well, I would like everybody to support this business owner and...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.